reading today from the introduction of the Aruch HaShulchan to Choshen Mishpat, in the Chelek Aleph of Choshen Mishpat. The author of the Aruch HaShulchan, Rabbi Yechiel Michel Epstein, writes over here on the traditions that we received from the Torah Sheba'al Peh. So he says like this: even though that we find in Shas many opinions on an array of subjects, so he writes, some are osrim, some are matirim, some say tahor, some say tameh. So he writes, v'chamofet lazeh shelo temsa bechol haShas machloket b'ikare haMitzvah. Which means you don't find in Shas, when the rabbis are arguing, they don't argue on the fundamental of the mitzvah. The machloket is usually on a plot, it's on a detail, it's on a technicality. Hakol modim shepiri etz adar hu etrog. Everybody agrees it's an etrog. Piri etz adar. Hakol modim sheayin tachat ayin mamon. And all agree when it says eye for an eye, that's not literally an eye for an eye. It means you have to pay for damages. Did anybody ever argue how many compartments do you need in the Tefillin Shel Rosh? Of course not. Everybody agrees, pay echad. That is four. Or kama parashiyot tzarich lichtob b'mezuzah? Anybody argue on how many parashut you write in the mezuzah? Or kama berachot yesh betfilah? Anybody argue on the 18 berachot of the Amidah, or the extra one that they added, laminim, is 19? Or kama berachot yesh lefnei kediyat shema, ba'arei kediyat shema? Anybody argue on the order of the tefilah, that we have to make two berachot before kediyat shema and shacharit, and one beracha after, and it'll be two before and two after? Anybody argue on that? Or berachot pesuket esemna, kol yisrael shemekatzeh ha'olam, all the Jewish people from one end of the world to the end of the world, shavim baze, sheish dalit batim betefilin, ushne parashiyot bemezuzah, veyudchet berachot betefilah levad berchat aminim, ushne berachot tefnei kediyat shema v'achat l'achareya. V'shinui b'hanosach, all you have is some details in the text. The Sephardim say ahavat olam, the Ashkenazim say ahavat rabbah. Again, but that's in a detail. Or sheze omer hodu kodem baruch shamar, veze omer baruch shamar kodem. Or when do you say hodu? Before baruch shamar or after baruch shamar? In the shinui klal, the kol echad yachol la'asot bezik kafid etzono, deda veda achati. And as she end bederek el shalom v'yikshanagua sibur, ubater nosar tefillah. Which means, again, the rabbi is trying to point out that there's a misconception. People think the Amaharis, who doesn't read the Talmud, doesn't understand Talmud, thinks the rabbi is always arguing. That is Malavir on everything. He's saying on the contrary. On the Yesodot, nobody argues. She's on the principle of the mitzvot, there's no argument. In the fine details, that's what the Shas goes through and makes the Halukim. Hashamata miyameka shibin hachmeis halukim bederech Talmud machlok b'ikarem melachot Shabbat v'yom tov. Is there a machloket on the 39 melachot of Yom Tov of Shabbat, or on the melachot that are permissible and forbidden on Yom Tov, or by yamim shezei yakdim vezei yachlo chalei? Lo hayta kazot b'Yisrael, kol Yisrael mekabelim haShabbat v'Yom Tov b'shachat, or the time when Shabbat starts. Everybody agrees that the starting time of Shabbat starts at the same time. Ve'od kasuv shkat hachamal emkomotam emoshuvotam. Ve'yotem bezetel en neflaot ve'otu mofet ala mitat hakabbalah. The rabbi is trying to prove that your tradition has lasted for 3,000 years. It's an amazing thing that the majority of Am Yisrael are all fulfilling the same principles, the same Shabbat, the same Yom Tov, the same fast days, the same traditions, and they have lasted for 3,000 years. It's a wondrous thing. Yoter mechai me'ot shana. He's talking at the time he wrote it, 1,800 years. Now it's 200 years later. She'am yisim ufuzarim mekaseh lakaseh. The Jewish people scattered all over the world. What connects the Jew in one end of the world to the other end of the world? They didn't have emails in those days, or text messaging, or telephones. What connected that every single Jew, if a Jew went from Yemen and he went to Europe and he got there, it was the same Shabbat in Europe that they had in Yemen. And it was the same tefillah, basically, with a few text changes and so on and so forth. Except for the languages. He writes it. ואין להם שום חיבוד זה לזה משינוי לשונם כמו אלו שבארצות רוסלנד in Poland ואוסטרייך in Austria עם אחינו בני זה שבארצות פרס and Morocco and Algier וטוניס וטריפולי וזה רק 400 שנה. Only 400 years or 500 years ago, that's already when we started with the Shulchan Aruch. But before that, everybody was following the same tradition. But again, it shows us the Kabbalah that we have from generation to generation is very, very strong. Baruch Hashem, it's one of the miracles of the world that normally something that for so long, a tradition for so long, for two millennium, for Jews across the world without a connection between them, usually the tradition is forgotten. Usually it becomes watered down, it becomes diluted. But one of the miracles of the Torah that it says, Ki lo teshakam epizachon, that God guarantees that the Torah will never be forgotten. And you see that these are some of the proofs that Baruch Hashem, although there's many machlokot in the Gemara, but the machlokot again are on the finer details of the law. Nobody argues on the actual law.